Now let's return to something we've been chewing on from an earlier story in our On the Run series. In Monday's report, Araceli Flores made this observation.
I could buy a box of macaroni and cheese for a dollar. A bunch of bananas will cost me over a dollar. Strawberries are $4. A bag of apples is going to cost me $5. I mean, way more pricier to buy vegetables and fruits than it is to buy boxed food.
Yes, it's true.
The guy you heard at the end there is Barry Popkin. He's a nutritionist and economist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He explained why that's true.
We have a processed packaged food industry, which is enormously efficient. It takes a little bit of wheat. It takes a little bit of artificial cheese. It uses lots of chemicals, flavors, and it makes these magical, tasty foods that are very inexpensive.
Popkin says mac and cheese also beats out fresh food when you factor in other costs to the consumer like labor and time.
The time it takes to cook a mac and cheese is very short. And it fills you up. The time it takes to cut up the strawberries, to cut up the fruit, to make it easy, it adds time. The other side is getting it from the farmer all the way through to the store, keeping it looking good and not having it spoiled takes a lot of refrigeration, takes a lot of complex steps that are very expensive.
He says another factor is a long history of government subsidies for food production, but not so much for fruits and veggies.
We didn't really create the same infrastructure for fruits and vegetables that we created for animal foods, for oils and sugars and other things. The difference is such a huge magnitude of long-term investment that it would take an awful lot to make fruits and vegetables cheap like they should be.
That's nutritionist and economist Barry Popkin at UNC Chapel Hill.